Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with Mark Schlegel, who's co-founder and VP of Business Development for MoxieVote. As you're going to learn, MoxieVote is a new, relatively new service in the proxy voting area, and it's an area that I think has sorely needed a service that MoxieVote provides. So the first question for you, Mark, is what is MoxieVote?
Great. Well, first of all, thanks, Brock, for having me. I appreciate it. MoxieVote, on the surface, it's an online proxy voting platform. So basically, that means that individual shareholders can receive their proxies. They can get information on how to vote those proxies intelligently, and they can also vote on our site, all in one place, sort of one-stop shopping. But really, it's more than that. It's an opportunity for individuals to get more information in their hands, hopefully empower them and give them a voice in the boardrooms of the companies that they own.
And what has happened, you know, when did you launch and what has happened since then?
Sure. We did a soft launch November 19th, and we've received pretty exciting, I guess a really exciting reception from not only shareholders but advocates and the media. Over the last 2 or 3 years with the financial crisis, the lost decade for the investing public going all the way back to the dot-com bubble and through the Enron and WorldCom debacles, I think people are, it's really touched a nerve, and that people are saying, finally, something that will make it easier for me to A, vote my shares, vote my proxies, and B, hopefully be heard. So there's been definitely a positive response. I think that the pendulum is swinging back to investors wanting to have a say again in terms of the corporate governance process and realizing that they need to if they want to have change occur at these companies and have these companies run better. We have 22 advocates that are participating on our site right now, and they'll be putting up opinions on different ballot issues throughout the proxy voting season. So given the fall season's a little bit lighter than the spring, or a lot lighter than the spring season, that will start to pick up. We use the term advocate as any organization that has an opinion on how they want me, the individual, to vote my shares. So we'll continue to add advocates throughout the year. Also mentioned the media. We've had a great response from the media. We've had 2 Wall Street Journal articles already in the first 2 months. Several local papers around the country have done profiles, been in multiple corporate governance publications, websites, blogs, etc. So we'll start to ramp up our PR and marketing of the site and the service as the proxy season moves forward. One other highlight I would point out is that we've had one very active ballot so far, and it hits to an issue that we think will drive individuals to vote their shares this year. It's a company called Onto Technologies. They're in the process of analyzing an offer from Google, actually, to buy the company. We've had over 11% of the outstanding shares voted through our site in the last 2 months on this single issue. Wow. So it really points to an interesting thing. People aren't passionate about proxies, but they are passionate about issues that are near and dear to them. In this case, the issue is old-fashioned capitalism that these individuals are passionate about. Some of them don't believe that it's a fair value, and they're voting their shares accordingly. So it's an interesting concept that we've put out on the table, allowing people to vote their shares through the site, let their voice be heard. It's not just about shareholder advocates that have been in the space and done shareholder advocacy, but it's also about individuals who simply want to exercise their right to vote their proxies and be involved in this corporate governance process.
So for the, a big chunk of our audience is sort of the in-house counsel, corporate secretary, what can they be doing to participate on MoxieVote?
Great question. We would love to have participation from the companies as well. So we have advocates that are out there that have put resolutions on the different ballots of the companies, of the public companies. But we would also like to give an opportunity for companies to communicate with their shareholders. So the ideal situation would be where an individual shareholder votes all of their proxies through MoxieVote. It's one place for them to receive all their information and do their voting. So it's an opportunity to reach a pool of investors, a pool of individual investors that might have been difficult for those companies to reach before, and also gives them an opportunity to create their own supporter base, just like the advocates are within the MoxieVote community. There are lots of individuals who buy stock in public companies that vote in favor of the management recommendations because that's why they're buying the stock. So this is an opportunity for those companies to capture those folks and make sure that they're voting.
Now, you touched on, I guess, the number of advocates that are already on the side. And so what kind of issues, you said, you touched on this too, that, you know, they're passionate about certain issues, and those are the ones that have so far been put on MoxieVote. But what do you predict might happen in the near future? Is that,
sure,
that continue to be sort of single-shot issues or broader participation?
Yeah, I think it's going to be broader participation. I think people will be driven to the site on, again, an issue that they're very passionate about. But as they get to the site, they'll realize that there's a broad group of advocates up there. We have nonprofits, we have labor groups, we have SRI, asset management firms, foundations, activist hedge funds, religious organizations. Eventually we'll have individuals. It really runs the gamut. And then the issues are the same. There's corporate governance issues, declassification of boards, executive compensation, separation of CEO and chairmanship, all of those corporate governance issues, along with environmental issues, human rights, social rights, animal issues. It will span everything. And then, as the example I gave before of the company, just simply good old-fashioned stock investing, where people want to have a say on mergers and acquisitions. And as the mergers and acquisition market heats up here in 2010, there's probably going to be more of those instances, and we hope we offer an opportunity for companies to reach out to those individuals that are their shareholders and do it in an easy and effective way.
I guess to better understand what MoxieVote is, what is the sort of the goal that you seek to accomplish?
Simply, we want to increase participation in the corporate governance process.
And I think that, you know, since the e-proxy rules were adopted by the SEC a few years ago, there's been a big concern about the sharp drop-off and the retail voting rates. And, to me, that's why I think this kind of a service is so important, and that it's really a big development, not only for what you're calling advocates, but, you know, and shareholders who are active, but also for companies to help reach their retail holders directly and give them a platform to vote easily.
Yes.
And so, what, you know, looking at this proxy season, which is promising to be another wild one, what are there any votes of interest that are sort of being, I know you don't profile them on the site, but that others have chosen to highlight them?
Yeah, we will have pretty much folks that will have an opinions out there on all of those high-profile votes. So as the ballots become available on the site, then you'll start to see advocates putting their opinions up there regarding those different sites. And throughout the proxy voting season here in the spring, we will bring experts to the site to discuss the different issues. One thing I should have pointed out, and I didn't, is that MoxieVote is a neutral site. We're independent. So we really want opinions that are on both sides of the ball. We want to make sure that we offer an opportunity for everyone who has an opinion out there on these issues to discuss and to try and reach out to those individual shareholders. So we'll continually drive experts on both sides of the arguments, whether it be corporate governance or environmental issues. Hopefully, as I said, having companies participate as well so that they can further get their opinions out there to their shareholders and drive their shareholders to vote alongside of the resolutions and the issues that are important to managing their businesses.
Well, again, I really encourage all of you out there to pay attention to MoxieVote and try to get active. I think it's a great way to really started what I've been pushing companies to do for a while now, is get more active in not only director, what I call the online director campaigns, but here with all the issues that are on your ballot for your upcoming shareholder meeting. I think these kinds, you know, MoxieVote and other potential services are, there's nothing like MoxieVote out there, but all the other social media sites that really have some real potential and are, you know, not only will continue to grow, but it might rapidly grow one proxy season, and you don't want to be caught unawares. So, Mark, I'll definitely be circling back with you and hopefully do an updated podcast, perhaps after the proxy season, to see how things turned out.
Wonderful. Thanks very much. I appreciate the time and look forward to speaking with anyone who has an interest in participating.